thoughts from Vision's daily devotion, The Word for Today.
From Romans 8:16, we are children of God, and if children, then heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. When our favourite sports team wins, we say, we won. What do we mean, we? We weren't on the field. You didn't get tackled. You didn't throw or kick the ball. You didn't even score a single goal. What do you mean, we won? You mean that because the team you support and identify with won, you won too. There's an important spiritual truth here for you as the redeemed child of God. When Jesus died, you died with him. When Jesus rose, you rose with him to walk in newness of life. The difference between you and the team that won is that you will never actually be an active part of it. But when Jesus won at the cross and you accepted him as your Savior, God positioned you in Christ. Today he sees you clothed in the righteousness of Christ. Paul explains it this way. The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God, and if children, then heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. Did you get that? As a redeemed child of God, you are an heir of everything your Heavenly Father owns. And it gets better. We're also joint heirs with Christ, meaning that whatever Jesus is entitled to, we are also entitled to. When you understand this truth and begin to walk according to it, you start to identify and claim the blessings that God has promised you in His Word. These blessings include such things as grace, forgiveness, healing, provision, guidance, strength, etc. Your identity in Christ entitles you to all these things. From Vision's Word for Today, your identity determines your inheritance.
The Word for Today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it, or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au. Just another way Vision connects faith to your life.